to think about it once it really happened.
Sorry for sticking my nose in,
said Mei Kasahara, with a little click of her tongue.
But don't get angry. I'm just trying to learn. I want to know what it means for a wife to run away. There are all kinds of things I don't know.
I'm not angry, I said. Then I looked up at the full moon again.
All right then, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. You take care of yourself. I hope your wife comes back and everything works out.
Moving with incredible lightness, Mei Kasahara swung herself over the wall and disappeared into the summer night. With Mei Kasahara gone, I was alone again. I sat on the veranda thinking about the questions she had raised. If Kumiko had gone off somewhere with a lover, could I take her back again? I didn't know the answer. I really didn't know. There were all kinds of things that I didn't know. Suddenly the phone rang. My hand shot out and picked up the receiver. The voice at the other end belonged to a woman.
This is Multicano, she said. Please forgive me for calling you so often, Mr. Okada, but I was wondering if you might happen to have any plans for tomorrow.
I had no plans, I said. Plans were simply something I did not have.
In that case, I wonder if it might be possible for me to see you in the afternoon.
Does this have something to do with Kumiko?
I believe that it does,
said Multicano, choosing her words carefully.
Noboru Wataya will also be joining us, most likely.
I almost dropped the receiver when I heard this. You mean the three of us will be getting together to talk?
Yes, I believe that is the case,
said Multicano.
The present situation makes this necessary. I am sorry, but I cannot go into any further detail on the telephone.
I see. All right, then, I said.
Shall we meet at 1 o'clock? In the same place we met before? The tea room of the Shinagawa Pacific Hotel?
1 o'clock in the tea room of the Shinagawa Pacific Hotel, I repeated, and hung up. Mei Kasahara called at 10 o'clock. She had nothing in particular to say. She just wanted to talk to somebody. We chatted about harmless topics for a while.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird,
she said in the end.
Have you had any good news since I was there?
No good news, I said. Nothing.
3. Noboru Wataya Speaks. The Story of the Monkeys of the Shitty Island. I arrived at the tea room 10 minutes early. But Noboru Wataya and Multicano had already found a table and were waiting for me. The lunchtime crowd was thick, but I spotted Multicano immediately. Not too many people wore red vinyl hats on sunny summer afternoons. It must have been the same hat she had on the day I met her, unless she owned a collection of vinyl hats, all the same style and color. She dressed with the same tasteful simplicity as before, a short-sleeved linen jacket over a collarless cotton top. Both pieces were perfectly white and perfectly free of wrinkles. No accessories, no makeup. Only the red vinyl hat clashed with the rest of the outfit, both in tone and in material. As if she'd been waiting for my arrival to do so, she removed the hat when I took my seat, placing it on the table. Beside the hat lay a small yellow leather handbag. She had ordered some tonic water, but had not touched it, as before. The liquid seemed somehow uncomfortable in its tall glass, as if it had nothing better to do than produce its little bubbles. Noboru Wataya was wearing green sunglasses. As soon as I sat down, he removed them and stared at the lenses for a while, then he put them back on. He wore what looked like a brand new white polo shirt under a navy cotton sports jacket. There was a glass of iced tea on the table in front of him, but he too had apparently not touched his drink yet. I ordered a coffee and took a sip of ice water. No one spoke. Noboru Wataya appeared not even to have noticed that I had arrived. In order to make sure that I had not suddenly turned transparent, I put a hand on the table and watched it as I turned it over a few times. The waiter came, set a cup in front of me, and filled it with coffee. After he'd left, Multicano made little throat-clearing sounds as if testing a microphone. But still, she said nothing. The first to speak was Noboru Wataya.
I have very little time to spare, so let's make this as simple and straightforward as possible.
He seemed to be talking to the stainless steel sugar bowl in the middle of the table, but of course